Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Berry. Doug is Program Manager for the Global Knowledge Center at the UK. It's still part of the U.S. Commercial Service, right, Doug?
Yes, it is.
Which is part of the Department of Commerce. Yep. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, so there we go. We still got the same family. We just got Doug doing a little bit of a different job. He's growing. He's trying to, you know, in the corporate world, Doug, you would be called a content curator.
Hmm. So a
content curator is someone who pulls together relevant information, relevant content, and aggregates it and distributes it as customers need it, and in an anticipatory way, meaning this is what I think people are gonna need. As by also reacting to requests, but also on a schedule that you've come up with. Okay, until you tell me differently, we're going to distribute this information over the next 12 months. This is going to be our schedule, and people will pop up in the middle and say, "That's not what I want. I want this right today." And you'll say, "Okay, go to this place." You're curating, okay. Aggregating and curating. What do you think?
I think that's good, and of course, every question that comes to us is a potential little nugget that we can massage and provide that answer, not to just that one person who calls, but other people who call, so it makes us more efficient.
Right. No, exactly. And I like, even though, you know, in your previous job, you were an educator and a trainer and a cheerleader and a salesman for the Department of Commerce. For the U.S. Commercial Service. And, you know, one of the reasons I like what you're doing right now is something that I write about in my next book that's coming out later this year, Doug, The Age of the Customer. And that's the difference between relevance and service.
Mm-hmm.
Service stops and relevance starts when I help you do something for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what you used to provide as a service, you're now creating relevance because you're creating a tool, a resource that allows people to help themselves when you're sleeping.
Yes.
And that's a really important and actually a very timely and positive thing for the U.S. Commercial Service to be doing right now.
Yes, I agree. And you know, as I said, there are only 1,500 of us around the world, soon to be a few more because we've consolidated in Washington, D.C., maybe mm-hmm. 2,000. But there are 300,000 U.S. exporters, and we can't serve them all unless we get very, very efficient in
right.
what we do.
And in the age of the customer, people are expecting to do things more for themselves. And it's not just self-service. It's more than self-service. It's they're actually becoming, they have almost a dotted line connection to you.
Yes. And when they want the additional value added, when they want to go deeper into a subject, we're there for them as well for face-to-face.
Right, exactly. So tell us about the technology. Is this a knowledge base? I talked about a knowledge base, which is, and I know how tough it is. I know what your job is going to be like because I've got a knowledge base. I've built one. And it's tough because you can't, when you're curating content, you can't just throw junk in it. You gotta edit it and make it where it's consumable.
That's right, because not everybody who will be looking at the database is equally skilled and informed.
Right.
So it has to be presented in a way where they can instantly grasp the essence of it and then communicate that to a customer or a client.
And it's got to be searchable.
It has to be searchable. And then that's why the search functions are the biggest trick, because some of them are poor in some of the off-the-shelf software that's available
now. That's right,
But what you can do is you can build other search engines on top of it, such as a Google-type search engine to augment and supplement what you've already got there in
right.
the beginning, and it becomes then more powerful.
And folks, not only is Doug building this for you, the exporter, but what he's talking about is, you know, this is a lesson, it's a clinic on how you can do something of the sort for your own customers.
I think that's true, because what happens in a small business if you lose one of your valued employees who's been with you for a long time? They walk out the door and they tend to take all that they have learned, and if you haven't learned with them, you're not going to know what they know,
right.
and that's lost to you.
That's exactly right. No, absolutely right. So who's building the technology? Are you hiring it done? Is it being done by the government? Or?
A lot of it is off the shelf with some, programming that we do to customize it for our particular needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to some colleagues in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we can maybe talk about that in a little bit, at an event earlier this week. And she is on one of the industry teams that we have. In this case, it's healthcare. So what we're trying to do is automate the process of lead generation. So when we get a lead from any one of our 85 embassies, it can go into a system that's easily retrievable and has fields in it that resonate with the people who are capturing this information and dealing with a U.S. supplier in, say, the healthcare field. So some of the fields can be for all industries, but some have to be customized to the particular industry we're dealing with.
Right.
And we've never had that. Before, we would send emails to each other, but as you know, emails get lost. People
That's
ignore
right.
them.
That's
this
right.
way, it's going to be different and better.
How would they find you?
Export.gov is our website.
Still the same? Okay.
Still the same.
Export.gov. So check it out, folks. And you probably get a chance to talk to Doug Berry if you need him. That's what he does. Tintail, right back with Doug Berry. I want to talk about that intellectual property thing, too, when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.